Barry Obama, our president, says he's shocked and saddened by civilian deaths in Yemen, but it's beyond belief. The American government is deeply involved in the conflict. It provides intelligence, it provides weapons, it provides munitions, it provides supplies. And they basically deny everything, and if they're caught in a contradiction, they do some weasel wording and jump back and forth from the exact meaning of one word to the inexact meaning of another word. It's very much like what the United States did just recently in Afghanistan, where they deliberately bombed a hospital run by Médecins Sans Frontières, the Doctors Without Borders. Basically, violence has somehow gotten ingrained in the American government's psyche. And once people are out of government, they talk about it. I went to a program at Georgetown University on September 17th with Barbara Bodine, the former American ambassador to Yemen, and with a woman teaching at the University of Richmond, Sheila Karapiko, a professor of political science and international studies, and a Yemeni-American whose name was Lara Aryani. And I asked them questions about Karen Sasahara, a CIA official at the embassy in Yemen. She is deputy chief of mission and presumed chief of station. And they denied any of this, of course, but did say the Saudis are committing war crimes and that Barry Obama, the American president, had recently assured Salman, the Saudi king, on a recent visit to Washington, that the United States would continue to be to supply American weapons and munitions that the Saudis are using up in their attacks on Yemen. They said that the Saudis were engaged in war crimes there. They were bombing everything from infrastructure and civilian houses to antiquities. And this recent report on the Huffington Post is basically more of the same. Everybody is shocked and saddened, and they denied providing targeting assistance. But if you use National Security Agency spy satellites and listening post information, you are telling the Saudis what's good to hit and what's good not to hit, so you are participating in their targeting. And I got to go with the Congressional Service Report that said the U.S. has given $90 billion worth of weapons to the Saudis between 2010 and 2014. And this is fighter aircraft, helicopters, missile defense systems, missiles, bombs, and armored vehicles. This is a way to destroy a country, even a good-sized country like Yemen, because there's, you know, they've destroyed the infrastructure there pretty much. They're killing the people. They're killing the antiquities in the place. And oddly enough, the Saudis, according to the Huffington Post article, are leading the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is astonishing. And they're denying the Dutch attempts at investigating what's going on. And the Americans will not cross their Saudi friends. They participated in them with the wars in the Middle East against Libya and Syria. So it's basically more of the same. And Barry Obama denies that the constant warfare around the world supported and sustained by the United States has no bearing on increasing violence in this country of whatever kind. It's a sad thing, and people talk about it, like Barbara Bodine, now that she's out of the State Department. But unfortunately, we need more people in the system who say, no, 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 here's what's really going on. But unfortunately, they get religion once they start getting their retirement checks. And that's a sad thing.